good? This is You the Crazy One Podcast. I'm your host, Taji Aki. Got Dre in the building.
Yo.
So yeah, we just gonna continue where we were going with where we stopped off at our last conversation. I think we was talking about the Diddy stuff.
Yeah. But even past the Diddy and the music stuff, I don't know if you heard the kids from Nickelodeon or Disney.
Yes.
And they came out with all this stuff going on behind the scenes and the producers doing this. And
then you brought this up on purpose, man. Because you know where I'm going to go with this, all right? You're trying to get me in trouble.
I'm not trying to get you in trouble.
You don't even want the podcast to end. You're like, wait, because we discussed some of the stuff ahead of time. You want the podcast to end without me having to go over it.
Well, you said we were going to talk about it. So. What better way to segue into this?
What's his name? Do you remember his name? Don't or know his name?
What?
In that particular, you talking about the one from that particular documentary on Netflix.
You talking about the guy that was molested or the guy doing the molest?
The guy who was molested.
It was his name was Drake somebody. It was a show called Drake and Josh.
I can't.
Drake and Josh. So I know about these shows because my daughters watch these shows. So the show Drake and Josh. So the Drake guy. I think his real name is Drake. Uh-huh. But I didn't see the documentary. I saw clips of how the producer was like telling. I think Drake's father was his manager. Yeah. So one of the producers on the show kept telling. And he's like 12.
Do you remember the show on Netflix with the documentary on Netflix? It's called. It's the documentary is about this, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's on Netflix though. It's called Quiet on Set.
Yeah.
Quiet on Set. So the dude Drake's dad was his manager, but the producer of the show or director
Drake's
of the show.
Drake's dad was his manager.
Was his manager. Okay. So the producer or director of the show kept telling Drake that his dad was stealing money from him. Don't trust this. He's telling this man, don't trust your father.
Don't father, right?
But he's a young, impressionable guy. He's like, oh, well, someone's. It's Dan somebody. And ironically, Dan used to be on a show back in the 80s, Head of the Class, that I just found out because I saw his picture. But anyway, he cajoled Drake to like stay away from his dad. Cajoled Drake to stay away from his dad. And now he has the influence on young Drake. And in that,
so he's very tactical with how.
Yes, very tactical on purposely manipulation.
Yeah.
And now he's doing things to Drake. This is like in the trailer, in the dressing room and stuff before, whatever. And Drake's so like scared to say anything because he's going to lose the show and whatever for his family, whatever. So he doesn't say anything till now. But there was many examples like that throughout the show.
You saw the documentary?
I didn't see. I just saw the clips of it. But there's other examples like that. I want to watch it now.
Yeah.
There's other examples of that where kids from other shows on Disney had the same experience with that guy and other people. And then even on the show, they had in the windows, like it was always something like spraying on somebody's face insinuating, ejaculation and stuff like that. That even if they came up with this and said, all right, we're going to do this. The Disney people had to sign off on this and say, all right, this is all right to air on TV for 13-year-olds to see. Right?
So, but did Disney know what was going on behind the scenes?
Well, no. They didn't know what was going on, but right. even...
But they might have been catching... Was the sexual innuendos obvious?
I guess it's obvious now knowing the backstory.
Right. You know the story.
So maybe it wasn't, though. Right. Yeah.
So how old was the boy?
At the time, maybe like 13, 14.
Might have been 15.
He might have been. 15, 16. All right.
So do you know what I'm saying, man?
Yes.
All right. I do. So, and I know this is young, all right, but I started having sex at 14. I was, and there's been jokes about this in earlier podcasts, Dane clowned me over whatever, like, because he said I was going, to orgies, like, in grade school, which is not true, but I feel like I knew about orgies when I was in grade school, like, kids I knew doing orgy-ish things when I was, like, what grade school, well, pre, like, I would say,
middle school,
ish, yeah,
yeah,
so, here's my thing, cuz. I remember in first grade, cuz. I was sitting next to a girl in class, and she, like, said, like, touch it. And she's like, show me.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was or whatever, yeah. But I remember vividly what it looked like and stuff. Yeah. And I remember, like, touching it, like, under the desk and stuff.
Yeah, you know.
Second grade, I know everything. Right?
Taji, you know, I told you my kindergarten stories, right?
Yeah. You could tell them again if you want.
Okay, so.
So people know.
I'm in kindergarten, right? I was never, and I think you were the same way. I was never the little boy that was like, ill girls.
Man, I got to read Dave's comment. What did he say? Voodoo Daddy Joy. Yo, make sure you stay here for this. You want to hear this, Voodoo Daddy. But go ahead.
So.
That's hell gay. That's his That's the screen name.
Voodoo Daddy. Stay in here, Daddy.
G. Said.
So.
And Dave, we going to get to you, Dave, but go ahead.
So, yeah, I was never the ooh, girls a nasty guy. Like, I never was like that. Like, I always knew from 5 years old that girls, I'm a boy, I'm attracted to a girl, period. Mm. So, anyway, when I was in kindergarten, you know, in kindergarten, you have unisex bathrooms because you're in kindergarten. Mm. Who cares? So, but somehow, I knew, and this girl knew, Alexandria was her name. We both decided we was going to go to the bathroom at the same time. So, we did. I crawled underneath the stall, started kissing her everywhere, basically.
Uh-huh.
Right? But I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
But I'm five. Right. I still know.
Five is crazy. Five is nuts. But anyway, yeah, so like, as far, and I had this conversation with Dane, we talked about this. As far as I can remember, knowing anything, I knew, like I can't, I put it like this, I can't remember not knowing stuff.
Right.
So that's how young I had to be. I can't remember not knowing stuff mm-hmm. about men and women and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Where did I get it from? My father didn't sit me down and teach me the birds and bees and all right. that stuff. I just knew.
Right,
like,
it's just instinctively you know.
Maybe it's a city thing, you grew up in the city, whatever it is, maybe. But like, you know stuff, maybe. Man.
It's instinctively you just supposed to know.
So my thing is, and I don't want to be insensitive, how you 15 years old, and a man getting into bed with you, doing all kinds of shit, just putting his dick in your mouth, in your butt, whatever he's doing. He said everything, right? Like, he mm-hmm. didn't...
Yeah, I think
you
so.
You can't do... You freeze like that?
Now, let me make sure so people don't get mad at you.
Okay.
For the ones that, like, are being overpowered, like being raped by...
But that's not... What, yeah.
Yeah, but I want to make that clarification right. so people don't right. be like, what happened? But I'm talking about... The ones that should be self-aware that this is wrong.
Right.
And don't say nothing. Now, I don't know why they don't say nothing. I don't know if they're scared or whatever case was. But they're not even saying no. They're not even saying no to the person, though.
Like, and it's repeated.
And it's repeated. But is that a level of manipulation?
Well, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about. I think there's, you want to make it. You don't want to mess up the things you have. And this person has power.
Right.
Right?
Yes. Yes, but again, clarification. This is not to anyone that was molested as a child, whatever. Because my wife was, so it's not. I'm talking about this is. I'm talking
well,
about.
Well, first of all, women is different.
Yeah, women's different, but it was by a woman.
I still think it's a little different.
But it's still different. Women, yeah. But still, this is. I'm not. This is totally different from that.
Well, so, first of all, look, we speak from the perspective of a man. We know
of
men,
a man, right?
Right.
This is
women freeze up for various reasons, the shame, all kinds of stuff that women freeze up for.
Yeah.
Men, boys have not been raised to feel like we don't have the same reasons as women do to feel insecure and be shamed and stuff. We kind of, and this is why I kind of like argue with men and women's relationships like I do. We have our things we have to worry about in life, but it's a man's world. Like everything's mm-hmm. kind of structured for us
mm-hmm.
to get over things, to be successful mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Things are changing, but it's like
yeah.
the world is built that way.
Yeah.
So we don't have the same reasons to freeze up and let ourselves be taken advantage of that women do.
Right.
Again, I don't know. I haven't been raised in the suburbs. Like, I wasn't raised by white men or whatever. This boy's white.
Yes.
Not to make it a race thing, but I'm just saying, maybe it's different because I don't know how you can allow that to happen. Now, there could be pre-existing issues with the boy.
Like what?
Or kids, like, just maybe he's
just
got abused home. Who knows?
But
like,
okay.
It could be things going on already that allow that to happen. You know what I'm saying? And then you wait years and years and years. And I shame complaining to that, like, wait years or whatever for it to come out, for you to dispose of. But, like I said, I don't want to... I'm not trying to be insensitive. Yeah. I just don't... my mind can't wrap around that, man. That old? 15? Like, you're almost driving, cuz.
Yeah. And that's what clarification of the age. This is not like a young boy that's
Yeah, I'm only impressionable bringing up the age. Stuff. I'm only bringing up the age to say, like, as far as I can remember, as a kid.
Yeah, but I
would have been aware.
Me too.
Not to say that all 6-8 year olds should be aware, but 15.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's men now. Going back to beginning of this topic, we talking about him, and maybe it ain't a white thing or a suburban thing, because there's men probably who's in that Diddy world that allowed it to happen.
Well, definitely, for whatever reason that they say, yeah, knowingly. They with it.
Dame, you still there? I think he wanted to call in and say something. He begging on a thing. Stop hanging up, please. All the stuff he's saying on the thing. I mean, this was his topic he wanted to talk about. I don't want to go too much deeper than that on that particular thing. I just... All right. What I will say, though, as far as that, Dre, is if this is something that... And there's people out there who want to make excuses, you know, that he why he wouldn't know, whatever... We then have to do a better job as adults, as parents,
yes,
to educate our kids about the things they will be experiencing out here in the world. I think a lot of this, everything is fair, you know, men can be women, all this kind of stuff plays into it. Like, we got to find a middle ground that makes sense to the point where we don't allow our kids to be exposed and allow our kids to be naive and just not understanding when a man get into bed with you, that's not cool. When a man putting his dick in your mouth and your ass and shit, it's not cool. Like, we messing up if this exists. If people can go from not even just a kid, but even to men and think this is okay to allow to happen, it's not cool.
Right. Now.
Oh, hold that thought. I'm kind of on the thing right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We can also say, like, we only care about the kids. I got not an argument. We talked about this in the group we in. Dave said he only care about the kids. He don't care what happens to adults. I was like, well, I care about the adults, too. The reason I care about the adults, too, is because it says something about the industry that we are investing in. Mm-hmm. If this kind of stuff happens, and dudes having sex with, you know, forcing men into sex and stuff so they could get somewhere. These are the kind of people that we hoisting as our celebrities, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means that our children are investing in this world, consuming this world, and all of these people are messed up, corrupt people.
Yes. Yes. Now, a certain word you said right there, are they being forced?
Who? The men?
Yeah.
No, they probably, maybe some, on some level. Like, there's things they may hold over them, like, you know, if you want to get to this level, you got to do this.
Yeah, so not physically forced.
Oh, no, yeah, not
yeah, it's not a gun to your head forced.
Not a gun to your head, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, kids, yeah, you can force them more easily, right? Than a... You know, might not need to hold as much over the head, and there's influence and stuff. So this boy's parents and his mom, like, where was his parents at in all this? Like, but he turned the boy against his father.
He turned
father.
The boy against his father. I think the mom was pleading too, but the guy had him so wrapped up mentally in his world that nothing mattered. I want to watch it.
We won't get
in detail
stuff wrong, but we do know that these types of things happen. And again, it's not even just about the sexual blurred lines between, you know, men and women, but that's just part of this whole, like, world that we are endorsing and making it feel like it's, I don't want to say it's not acceptable, because here's the thing, like, I don't have a problem with the individuals, mm-hmm. right? Because people are victims,
right,
of their environment, their culture, of the things they're exposed to. I have a problem with the people who endorse it, the people who promote these corrupt lifestyles, and I don't even want to call homosexuality corrupt. It's a kind of a natural part of life to a degree, right? Mm-hmm. But when you're forcing certain things, that's when it becomes problematic. When you're forcing ideas down people's throats, you really are putting your children at risk. You're putting our future at risk on a lot of different levels. You're putting a family structure at risk. We worry about our kids, our young women, like the men that they're facing out here. Why they not men no more? Well, this is why.
And let me say this too, to women, and I guess people in the LGBT community, just because a man stands on what he believes in and believes to be right or wrong, doesn't make them homophobic or overly homophobic or make them gay. Like why I don't believe a man should be with a man, or they like, oh, I don't really want to see that. It doesn't make them overly homophobic. We're not bashing nobody.
Right.
It's just how we were brought up, just how we think.
And it's how we're structured.
And
a lot of it is just natural, man.
Like, this is natural.
That
stuff
shouldn't be silenced. It should be a discussion.
Right. But they just be a discussion. Oh no, y'all, why you gotta be like that? No, it doesn't mean that way. Now, to play devil's advocate, do you think that if what happened to the boy Drake, what if it was a woman? doing this. Now, they're still older. They still have the thing where they played the mind games with them, manipulation. What do you think about if it was a woman?
Well, that's the bigger problem, I think. Yeah. Because it happens to almost every woman. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's a podcast topic. I don't know many women that haven't been sexually like.
No. I mean, what if the producer
was a
woman
okay.
and Drake's 15 and a woman's 40?
You want my honest answer, man?
Yes.
It's not as bad.
Come on.
I mean, it's a woman, so it's just not like boys are going to be curious. Like,
I got another story. I just told a story.
I know we want to say, oh, it's just bad, but it's not.
Yeah. I got another story. I just told us in our little group chat, because a lot of times it's not manipulation. It's not, well, for a male.
Hold that thought real quick. This is Dan. Yeah. You don't know he wants to get his words. And he said, yes, they have to explain what's wrong or inappropriate to kids. Talking about adults. Kids have to be taught growing up that adults shouldn't touch you. No place. Go ahead.
So we were talking about how, you know, it's a lot of mind games, a lot of manipulation going on. But for a guy, sometimes the guy just wants to be with the older woman.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, I was 16, and the caregiver for my grandmother was 28, and I somehow cajoled her to have sex with me.
You did the cajoling.
Yes. I'm 16. This is no manipulation. I was the aggressor at everything. It was my idea. I'm the one that came in the bathroom trying to act like I'm looking for something. And, oh, what you got?
So you're supposed to all your horniness now. Well, it's kindergarten you was doing this kind
it
of
is,
stuff.
It is what it is now. I'm damn near 50 years old. So I came in the room and I'm acting like something on her pants or whatever. Let me get that off. Or let me get a hug.
Where at on the pants, man?
On her ass. Then I asked for a hug.
You were, what'd you call it? Not sexually assaulted her, but what was it called?
I don't know. Harassment?
Harassment, yeah.
Well, she was
down
with it
though. Yeah.
With it. I said, can I get a hug? Sure. Gave her a hug. Wink. Squeeze the butt cheeks. She didn't say nothing. She said, boy, you crazy. I said, oh, am I? Okay. So then I invited her to my room. I'm playing Sega Genesis. Come on in.
Oh, you used the game trick.
Yes.
You was talking
long before. Yes.
The same game trick that the boy Ellie did.
Long,
with Dave.
Long years before.
You used the original game.
The original gamer. Came in the room. I said, let me get a kiss. Boy, your mom downstairs. I said, my mom about to leave. Don't worry about it. We heard the door slam. Boom. My mom gone. And my grandma was bedridden though. She wasn't going nowhere. Come on, give me a kiss. Okay. She gave me a kiss. Let me get another kiss. Tongue this time. Okay. See, what she with it?
You just want to live out your fantasy on the podcast, right?
I'm just telling you what happened.
you probably forget what the whole point of this story.
I just blacked out.
You forget the whole reason you brought this up. You're just going all the way back to that place. You're about to call her after you get off this podcast.
No. Oh, so, good point. So, after all of this, I made an excuse that I was going to go to the library. This is how long ago this is. Go to the physical library. I told my mom this, but I went to her house. Took like 2-3 buses. She lived across town. We did what we did. Then I like lost her number or something.
I don't know if I remember this part of the story, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So I lost her number, and she got fired because she was a horrible nurse, by the way. And everybody knew this. She just had a banging body or whatever. So she had told me, and us talking, that she got fired from many jobs because either the patient was...
She was messing with boys.
Well, no. No, 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 no.
I'm just messing with
you. Don't put smut on her name. So she was either fired for her patient liking her or just her not doing her job. So she's fired. So I ain't talked to her for a minute. So I found a number, called her, and now she's acting like I'm too young all of a sudden. Boy, you ain't got your... Because I was 16, but I didn't get my license yet. Boy, you ain't got no license. How are we going to do... But I already had sex with you.
I mean, she got it right, man. I mean...
No, I wasn't mad at her, but just saying, like, logically, like, I did what I wanted to do with you.
All right, she didn't want to do it no more, man.
Okay. No, I'm not mad.
You sure?
I'm not mad, because I got what I wanted, sir.
Yeah, but...
It was just weird to me.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But I say all that to say, that it was no manipulation on her part, even though she was the old, she was 28.
Right.
It was all
she
me.
She gave you a nice experience, a nice memory.
Yes.
You could carry for the rest of your life.
Yes. Just like these teachers, when they say the boy at the high school was molested by that boy, most of the time they wanted to have sex with that teacher. Yeah. Now.
That's not.
Now, but that's woman to man. If you want to call it a double standard,
I also want to clarify. I'm sure there are situations where the boy feels forced, but it's not.
But in my case, I was. Let me just speak for myself. But now there's a double standard, because if it was a 28-year-old teacher trying to do something when my daughter was 16, I would have a big problem with that. So
a man,
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. But what I'm saying, the double standard is when it's a woman to a man.
But it's a justifiable double standard.
Well, to us. A lot of women wouldn't.
You saying like women think it's the same thing sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah.
To a man's brain,
and it's counterproductive to their progress, I think.
Yeah.
The way women think about stuff sometimes is counterproductive to what your objective should be as far as like empowering your.
Yeah, it's the same way when the old saying a woman can't raise a man.
Yes.
Or how a man would chastise their child or raise their child. Oh, don't do that. And they want to baby him. And like, you got to have a healthy balance of that.
Just like you going back to how we got into this, we're talking about like how they shouldn't silence us when we say stuff like what we're saying right now about like we got to teach our boys and girls or whatever growing up certain things.
Like
when you battle against that, what you're doing is, and I'm looking, I think way ahead, like even in my personal relationships, I'm thinking way down the line, right? So I'm thinking of like the result after the result after the result, like what happens with relationships. So like with men who are in environments where there's taught to them, oh, you can wear dresses, you can do this, you can do that, everything is fine. What kind of world of men are you raising now, right? Because now your daughters are growing up in this world, and you're wondering why men don't know how to treat your daughter like a woman. They don't know how to be a man to your daughter because you're not raising men in the world anymore. Like, this is why, so again, nothing against gay people, nothing against the LGBTQ community. But we're talking about the family structure, right? And the empowering of a community of people. It's hard to do that when people don't know who they are. It's hard to do that when people don't know how to be men and people don't know how to be women and we don't know how to have a proper family. When I say proper family, I mean like a conventional family where roles are played that are traditional, go back to in the history of time, right? Again, I know you can have two gay people in a family and they can raise, sometimes they raise good children and well-adjusted children. I know it's possible.
Right.
It's just that you're limiting the chances of that when you have blurred lines all over the place and people don't know who they are. One of the primary functions of growing into an adult where you can make wise decisions, you can be a conscious person and understand the world and understand what you're doing, is knowing who you are.
Yes.
If you don't know who you are, you're going to be fucking up all over the place. As far as decisions you make in life.
Yes,
relationships, everything else.
That's
like the primary thing, is knowing who you are. Your house has to be secure inside and outside.
I'm spitting, man.
I mean, it's just is what it is. It's like almost like mathematics. This is how it works.
Yeah. I think
if you don't know who you are, how are you going to know anybody else? If you don't know who you are, how are you going to treat anybody else the way they're supposed to be treated?
That's very true. I thank God, man, that because I didn't have a father in the house, I'm glad that my mother surrounded me with enough men. But it's still stuff to this day that I wish I had taught to me by a man.
Right.
Certain things when I got married, I didn't know
I was supposed to do. You're just being real. Right.
I wasn't raised like that way. But fortunately,
you had to figure a lot of stuff out.
I had to figure out a lot of stuff. But thank God, like, I had your dad to bounce a lot of stuff off of.
Other men around, yeah.
Some uncles and stuff. So my big brother. But like, because I hear a lot of men that are raised, because I was raised by my mom and my grandma. So I hear a lot of men raised by all women kind of have feminine ways, or they don't know how to be a man as far as what I think a man is.
Yeah, and you even to this day will say things like, I give you credit for, like, you're transparent and vulnerable when it comes to that. And, like, you will even say things now that, like, you know, like, well, my grandma and my mom raised me. That's why, it's hard for me to think of it that way. You will even say stuff like that now. Like, you still kind of
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, I'm a Pisces, but I think that's why I think I'm less sensitive than I was. I was very, very sensitive.
Right.
And I wasn't taught to not cry or none of that.
I'm even talking about, like, as far as how you look at, like, women and stuff. It's things you'll say you had to like grow out of because of how you're growing up around all women. So they looked at things a certain way, right?
Got you. Like, for instance, we had a conversation. Like, when I first got with a girlfriend, And like I made her my whole everything.
Right.
And I was like, well, my mom said when you you gotta make, you can't. So I'm blocking out you or whoever else because this is what I'm thinking. Because I didn't have a man to say, well, no,
to balance that out.
You still got to be with your boys and have a healthy balance of that. Even if I was just my a man, like I couldn't be all one way thinking I was all Mr. Macho Man. Yes. Like you gotta have a healthy balance.
Balance is everything. Yeah. Yep. And that's kind of what this all goes down to. You gotta have a balance.
Yeah.
You gotta have a balance. And sometimes you might not even know that there's problems because everything seems, you know, peachy and nice when there's no like standout issues that occur when you raising a child or you in a relationship or whatever it is.
Right.
Some of these things happen down the line.
Right.
Even if you're a woman, you're dating a guy, he seems perfect in the beginning, you get married, all this kind of stuff. Then some issues come out, daddy issues come out.
Yeah.
You know,
it's deeper.
And that's why these things are important to have a solid home as far as who you are.
Foundation.
And everything around you.
Foundation.
Everybody don't have that. I mean, it's harder and harder as time goes on because we have more and more distractions and stuff we talking about, right? Mm-hmm. More and more blurred lines and all that. So it's harder to know who you are nowadays. Parents, it's hard for parents to raise kids anymore because you had in social media raising kids. So they go to school. They spend more time in school than at home. And parents are busier more. So now they got like nannies or whatever the case may be. The kids in the street, whatever it may be, right? Mm-hmm. So the community is not raising the kids anymore. That's another thing. They don't have a community of people raising them. So it's harder to really.
Because you know what's raising them now?
What? Yeah, social media and all that. Phones, yeah. So anyway, all right. We going into the topic right there because it's a lot of stuff we talked about here.
Yeah.
And people's attention spans sometimes won't last for a full hour. And we got to some heavier stuff in the second hour of this podcast.
Right.
But we're going to end it right there. If you listen to this podcast and you think we're giving good, you know, we having good conversations, real conversations, where we try to focus on, uninfluenced by mainstream agendas and all that, then please contribute to what we're doing at patreon.com/TAJIAQIB. That's patreon.com/TAJIAQIB. TAJIAQIB. For as little as $1 a month to whatever you want to contribute, we have $50 a month contributors. We have $1 a month contributors, whatever. There's different perks and stuff with each level. And most people just do it because they want stuff like this to succeed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you listen to this podcast, so like you see what kind of stuff is succeeding out here. This is what this particular podcast topic was about. And me and Dre, like when we was doing music, we was always about trying to counteract that, willing to sacrifice success, quote unquote success, as far as financial success. You want to say something?
You know what's crazy? Even in the podcast world now, it's mirroring how
starting to change
the music industry.
Yep, starting to change. It starts to creep in with everything, unfortunately. So we fighting that battle on podcasting right now. So support what we doing. I still do music a little bit and other things. So yeah, go ahead and do that, and tell people about us, all that good stuff.
Are you still doing music, sir?
I mean, I'm always going to create, but like I'm not trying to do it as like I'm not trying to be no rapper. Hell no.
Well, throw a beat on, man.
What you mean? So you can rap and stuff?
I'll just be creative, man.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, I'm always do it, but like, I got people that's like breathing down my neck, like, you gotta do this or come to the show and stuff.
I know you don't want to do that.
Nah, hell no, man. I don't want no part of that. I barely wanted to do it when I was doing it.
That was horrible.
Anyway, so that's all gonna be our podcast for the day. For Taji Aikid, Dre Authentic.
Authentic Dre.
Authentic Dre. Yo, if you ain't the crazy one, you probably the crazy one. We out.
Peace.
Yo, some say I'm too outspoken, time to be on some other bitch. Cats are shook, scared to quote it, bloggers don't want to publish it. Rather be that than a token, y'all dudes be on some rubbish shit. I'm trying to get that all in the open, on the table for expunging it. MC shunning it, fuck it, either way they ain't touching it. Either way, all I want is scholarly pundits discussing it. I'm the hub of the mothership, but don't budge unless I budget it. Take orders from no man, I knew what the hell I want with it. Y'all skate the lines, I rape the line, busting it, erase the line, draw it over and sign it. So next time you know who create the lines, display the lies. They try to twist it and say it's Satanized. Now I'm busy trying to twist it back around until we're stabilized.